This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Protesters took to the streets of Memphis, Tennessee, and throughout the U.S. to demand justice for Tyre Nichols, a 29-year-old black man who died after five police officers beat him during a traffic stop earlier in the month. As protesters gathered ahead of the march, police released videos of the violent traffic stop. He was stopped by the police earlier in the month. He seemed pummeled into submission while crying, "Mom, Mom," as five police officers delivered kicks, punches, and baton blows. He died in the hospital 3 days after the January 9th encounter. U.S. President Joe Biden talked to reporters about it.
I spoke with Tyre's mother and expressed my condolences and told her that I was going to be making the case to the Congress. It's the pastor George Floyd Act. We should get this under control. I can only do so much in an executive order at a federal level.
That legislation, which has been
Azerbaijan's ambassador to Iran, told reporters that Baku expects Iran to invest
in excessive force and boost federal and state accountability efforts. At least seven people were killed and others wounded in a synagogue on the outskirts of Jerusalem on Friday.
Police said the gunman arrived around 8:15 p.m. and opened fire, hitting a number of people before he was killed by police. The U.S. on Friday condemned the terrorist attack in Jerusalem. A State Department spokesperson said American officials were in touch with their Israeli counterparts and did not expect any changes to Secretary of State Antony Blinken's planned visit to Israel next week.
That is Reuters' Rachel Faber reporting. North Korea has condemned the United States over its decision to supply Ukraine with advanced battle tanks to help fight off Russia's invasion.